of it is. So, on the first page, 29, it says the subjective law of our being is subject to our conscious use of it. Of this fact, psychology and mental science have ample proof. The subjective reactions to thought are not volitional, which I went ahead and got the definition of volition just so that I could share it, because I find that really helps. And it says it's the faculty or power of using one's will. So this isn't something that we can push our will to do. It's something that is automatically mirroring our conscious use of it. And so, continuing, it says, humankind, as we understand ourselves, is the result of our conscious thoughts and acts, plus our subjective reactions to life, plus the indefinable something, which is the spirit in us. The spirit emerges through us, is aware of itself, and aware of us. The subjective mind has no self-consciousness. No self-consciousness, but it's intelligently aware of the direction which it receives. That's very powerful. It's an effect rather than a cause, a medium or a way rather than a thing or an entity. So I'm going to skip over a little bit just this other section that I thought was really good and how it's described. It says it is generally accepted that subjective mind is the silent builder of the body, the seat of memory, and the repository of thought and emotion. This inner consciousness is the medium between thought and its manifestation. Unconscious of itself, it is still conscious of what it is doing. Unknowing within itself, and it yet knows how to do, impersonal by nature, it takes the imprint of personality, neutral, it has no choice, plastic and receptive, it must reflect, acting in accord with the natural laws, as intelligence, creative energy, it brings the creative genius to bear upon the word. I could go on because there's just so many areas in there, but I don't want to just sit here and read to you today. So the law is impersonal. It means that I think about like the steps of treatment. If we totally understood the power and the intelligence that's within us, we wouldn't really have the five steps of treatment or need to do them. If we knew in that realization step three, exactly who we are, the intelligence that's within us and the law that backs it, and really embodied that, it is done. It's done. So at first I thought, well, this is going to be a really short talk because the law is the law and it is, it's just the way it is. So, I really had to think about this a bit more to come up with other things to talk about as far as the law. But speaking your word, I have this story I have to tell from my foster brother, something that he did. His wife, 7 years ago, was doing chemotherapy for cancer. And they told her she basically had 3 to 6 months to live. And she's now, it's been 7 years. So in and of itself, that's amazing. But while she was getting treatment, he was out running errands and had asked her if, you know, she wanted anything to eat. So here's how she tells the story. I have to tell this story because I had the sweetest husband ever, and not a day goes by I don't giggle because of him. He texted me while getting my treatment. He said, I'm on my way. Do you need anything? I told him I was craving a McDonald's hamburger. He said, just a plain old hamburger? And I said, yes. Well, being a woman, I assumed he would maybe add fries or something. He came in the room, so proud with his little bag. I first said, that's it? Nothing else? He said, you said just a hamburger. I pulled it out, and I took a big old bite, and there it was, a plain hamburger, plain in capital letters. No mustard, no ketchup, no pickles, just a plain hamburger. So she said, ladies, watch your words. Love him to death. He tries and does every day, tries to make me happy. And, you know, when she's told this story to me in person, she's also told an addition of, like, the next time she asked, you know, for a hamburger, he came with, like, three hamburgers, fries, apple pies, all kinds of stuff. And she's like, I just wanted this. And he's like, I'm not falling for that again. So the reason why I tell this story is because I just think about, in Science of Mind, and Connie used to do this exercise all the time, what do you want? What do you really want? And we would sit and, you know, kind of get clearer about what we really want. So the story is, her word was, I want, you know, just a plain old hamburger, and she got exactly what she asked for. So that's the power of the law in what we're talking about today, is that we do get what our consciousness, the belief of our consciousness, is willing to fully embrace and accept. The law just takes care of it. So there was another exercise that we did which made the law really powerful, which I thought maybe in the second half we could play around with it a little bit. But it's like we would sit and one person would be the law and one person would be asking for what they want. I think it was a triad, but I really don't remember the exercise. Someone would ask for what they want, and the person that was the law would say, I can do that. They'd ask for something else. I can do that. And the longer it went on, the more I understood the power in the law, and recognizing that the law and spirit, and the divine, it's everywhere. It's in us. It's so powerful. And it really is just about us moving our consciousness or our thinking or our the way we live to a place where we totally recognize that, wow, that's in me. That means I can have the most powerful, loving, joyous life if I'm willing to accept it. And if I believe that I deserve it, which is something that oftentimes will trip us up. It's changing our beliefs and using it in a way that we recognize that we are that power of God, that we are that divine intelligence, and that we deserve everything, the bounty that God is, that we are. So, treatment, which again is kind of like the five steps of treatment, are very powerful. And I wrote down that treatment is really it's not about convincing God to do something. It's really more for us. It's so that we can become aware of God's presence within. And so those five steps, first is, you know, recognizing God and all that God is, and acknowledging that it is just one power, life, and love everywhere present. The second step is unification. So it's saying that I am one with all of that. That divine love, intelligence, joy, beauty is also in me. And then the third step is that step that which we ask for what we want. It's that realization that we, it's already, the power is within us. And therefore, we do it in affirmative statements, saying, I am, or I know, or I affirm that my life is easy, that my household is peaceful, that joy bubbles up and exudes from me and surrounds and washes over everybody that comes into my life. So that's me affirming that, knowing that, and doing it with such feeling that I'm embracing it. I'm trusting it. I'm knowing it. And so then we move to the step of gratitude. And really, the way someone that I pulled this off the internet, the way they describe that is really the step of gratitude is just acknowledging and moving into that that thinking of gratefulness and how that moves us to a place of love when we recognize and are grateful. Like I talked about my little clicker with the 100 things, you know, every day trying to say things I'm grateful for, that it moves your consciousness, your every cell of your being into a place of joy when you are basking in gratitude. And so then the last step is the release step, where you're releasing it into the law, which is what we're talking about today, which is just, it's going to do exactly what it was that you embraced and knew in yourself. And know that you deserve it, that it's already here, and you live in that place. And as you are able to expand your consciousness in that knowing, then you will see the manifestation in your life. So one of the things that he also says in here that I really like on the last page, 3-4, the forces of nature are not coerced. They are directed. So the powers of mind and spirit are not commanded, but commandeered. And what I love about that is when I taught one of the Science of Mind classes years ago, we did this exercise where I brought in potting soil and seeds, and we talked about the process of planting the seeds of what we want. And I had a variety of seeds, and they got to choose one. And then we talked about, okay, so if I want a tomato plant, am I going to plant cucumber? No, that's silly. If I want cucumber, am I going to plant sweet corn? No. So again, when we're doing our treatments or knowing our truth, we get to choose and be conscious of what it is we are planting in our subjective mind to work for us. And with such trust and faith that we're not going to go dig the seed back up in a week and go, is it working? Is it working? Which I just love that when we talk about that in Science Mind, that we plant the seed and we trust. We nurture it. We know it. We trust that that plant is going to bring us corn or cucumber or tomato. We are not going to command it to be something else. You know, it's like the acorn that knows. It's all the intelligence inside that acorn. It's so amazing when you think about it, that this acorn becomes this giant oak tree over time. But it has everything it needs inside that acorn to become that. And that that's who we are. All of that intelligence that is inside that acorn, that is inside that tiny tomato seed, that same intelligence is within us. You just take a moment to really embrace that and think about that. It's like, wow, that huge oak tree came from this. Everything it needed was in it, within it. And that's us. That intelligence is in us. And for us as human beings, you know, we get distracted. We get involved, or some drama might, you know, show up around your life, and we might get diverted and forget, like, wow, okay, what's going on here? Why is chaos in my life? And so, again, it's about coming back and remembering that that power is within us, and to recognize and know that all that it is within us. And then just embracing and expanding our consciousness to know that I also am love. I'm beauty. I'm abundance. So this, the five steps of treatment are really, really powerful. But it, again, if you totally know already about that intelligence, that divine spirit within you, and know that that's who you are, you don't necessarily, you wouldn't need those five steps. If you trusted that the law, that subconscious, subjective law, you understand fully how it works, then all you do is say, I know that I am abundant. And that's it. You believe it, you feel it, you know it, that's it. This really is just because the human mind is so, like whatever that character is that goes, squirrel, squirrel, we get distracted, diverted. And so this is a process for us to slowly, gently, easily recognize that divine power, know that we are one with it, embrace what it is that we desire, and just bask in the gratitude of knowing, so that when we do release it into the law, it is done. You'll hear some of us, and when we do prayers, treatments, we say, it is done. And you say, it is done with knowing. And again, you don't have to do that treatment for that again if you trust it's done. If you trust in the law and you trust in your divine spirit and beauty and power that you are. But until we can get to that place of recognizing that in our own thoughts and our beliefs, and expand our consciousness of all that we really are, the power of spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer, those things really help our human mind really start to expand and embrace and recognize what beliefs we currently hold and how to change them. And, you know, you hear, change your thinking, change your life, change your thinking, change your world. So it's always good to be conscious, become more aware of what it is that you're feeding into your subconscious mind, because we have thoughts that have come from, or beliefs from, you know, things in the way we grew up, or, you know, someone told you you weren't a good singer when you were in third grade, and you've now carried that, and you're afraid to even open your mouth when, you know, people are singing at church because, you know, you feel like you're horrible. I mean, there's just amazing things that are going on back there that we're not aware of. But in order for us to truly embrace who we are and be that divine intelligence and life as us, it's good to become aware and be conscious of some of those things. Kind of bring them up and go, that's interesting. I didn't know that was there. So, I guess I'm going to just probably finish with another story that my sister-in-law Dee told about Robert this past Valentine's Day. She said, I told Robert this year, let's not go crazy on Valentine's Day. Between doing house repairs and the cost of groceries, let's just lay low. She said, I came home to this today, and he said, there's no way I'm falling for that. Plain hamburger lesson learned. So I'm going to share my screen real quick and show you this picture of what all the things they got her. It's just funny. Oh, I can't share it. Oh, well. Because I'm not the host. Anyway, it's like two cards, a huge bouquet of flowers, two Amazon cards, candy, all kinds of stuff. And so it's like, yeah, let's lay low. And he's like, nope. But I just find that pretty funny because, you know, he's really amazing, and so is she, and they're just fun and funny. But he learned what she really wants, and he learned what she's really saying when she says just a plain old hamburger. So, and he treats her with how she deserves, this beautiful bouquet and all these things. He's like, yeah, well, you might think you don't need anything, you don't deserve anything. He's like, oh, but yes, you do. There's just amazing display of his love and what she deserves. So with that said, I mean, like I said, I thought this would probably be even shorter than this because the law is what it is. It's but becoming aware of how we can greater expand our consciousness and our awareness and understanding that the law is giving us for exactly what we are embodying, you know, in the law of attraction, same, asking it is given, and it's given to you at the level that you believe that it's possible. So let's increase our belief and the divine power within us and all that we are, knowing that we deserve greater good in every moment, that we are filled with love and joy, beauty, abundance. We share that with the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.